Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. It's the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. You talked about it at the outset yesterday, Terry. I had mentioned that no matter what happened yesterday, you'd had a heck of a homestand, and you said, yeah, but we have to win this game. That really was a big win, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a good win. You know, I think when you start talking about, you know, homestands and road trips or whatever, and you have a game left, you know, you're kind of acting like it doesn't matter. And that's the furthest thing from how we ever feel. You know, when you win some games, you need to get greedy. And that's why we talk so often about let's just stay in a moment and play today's game. Because whatever has happened in the past, we need to win. And if you do that enough, then all of a sudden people start asking you those questions. But I thought it was one of those games where it was kind of a losable game. You know, we got down. Wasn't a lot of energy in the ballpark, but Knapp hit the solo. You know, then we had a chance because Kip hustled the first. It looked like we tied the game. They took the run off the board, but we fought back. You know, and then they're coming back. Frankie makes a really nice play where, you know, they have second and third, nobody out, and we're struggling there to kind of figure out, okay, can we keep this game tied, not give up the lead, and we keep the lead. And then, you know, Shaw goes back out, has a good inning, and then Cody comes in. So it ended up being a pretty good day.
You're finding ways to win. That's always the key in this game, isn't it, Terry? There aren't going to be a lot of 7-0 games, unless maybe you're the Chicago Cubs right now.
Yeah, when you look at what they're doing, it's unbelievable. But you're right. I mean, on the road trip, we were just good enough to lose, and then you turn around and you're just good enough to win. So there's not a lot that separates sometimes. That's why we talk all the time about let it hang out on the field. Don't feel like you left something out there. You know, if you don't run a ball out or if you don't do this, it could be the difference between winning and losing, and you don't ever want to feel that way when you go home at night.
Now you take on a team that was really the surprise of the league last year and could have easily played in the World Series. They were that close even in the playoffs. And now Houston is really struggling, and yet, boy, when you look at them on paper, Terry, this still looks like an awfully good team.
Yeah, you know, they had the years where they were kind of getting beat up, and they got those draft picks, and they got some pretty good players. And they made some good moves, some good pitching decisions. And they're a pretty good team. You're right, they got out to a kind of a tough start. They're playing better. I know they feel better about themselves. They can hurt you offensively in a hurry. A lot of times it's all or nothing. Hopefully we can use that to our advantage. They run a lot. They're very athletic. But, you know, and they have one of the better leadoff hitters in all baseball in Altuve. Sometimes that kid, you don't know how to pitch him. And he reminds me of Pedroia in a lot of ways, but he's one of the better players in the game.
Isn't it interesting, too, how, I don't know if suddenly is the right word, but at least lately now, Puerto Rico is starting to put some kids back into the big leagues, and they're impact kids. We're talking about Frankie Lindor for the Indians and Carlos Correa for Houston. And it reminds me a little bit of the day when you were there and you had Garcia Parra and Jeter and A-Rod all came up at the same time playing shortstop.
Well, I'm sure for the next 3 days, you know, while we're playing Houston, everybody's going to want to talk about Correa and Lindor. And I don't blame them. I mean, you know, they're two young, really good, really, really good players, really good seems people. And they're good for the game. And, you know, their faces are going to be on baseball for a long time. So I don't blame people for asking.
Hey, you've made a change with the upcoming rotation in regards to Cody Anderson, Terry?
We just altered it a little bit. And what we did was, you know, we have the day off when we go home. So that allowed us to just finagle it a little bit. Kind of didn't skip him. We're going to pitch him Monday, which is a week from today. And it does a couple things. One, it allows him, you know, he had those spasms. He showed up the next day and was sore, but he's okay. But we thought, okay, the time certainly won't hurt him. We're going to let him go out in the bullpen for a couple days, probably not till Wednesday here. And we may pitch him, we may not. He may throw a side there. But we thought after talking to him, it would be good for him to go out there, be around the bullpen guys, just relax a little bit and not have to throw a side. And, you know, because he's such a hard worker. He might be overworking right now. So we had what I hope was a good talk with him. I mean, he's such a good kid. And we just want him to know that, hey, man, we believe in you. And, you know, just remember who you are and what you are and what you do well, and he'll figure it out.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. We're in Houston tonight with the Tribe taking on the Astros coming up on the Indians Radio Network.